good Wednesday morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, we went to the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's 126th meeting and spoke with agronomist Josh Bashong about this year's projected acres. We'll hear from him coming up on the Mighty 690.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince
you to try smoking. Our messaging will
always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at tobaccostopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's 126th annual meeting, I had the opportunity to catch up with OSU Extension Area Agronomist Specialist Josh Bashong. Bashong gave us an update about this year's wheat crop.
We went over, there were some issues, but for the most part, especially southwest Oklahoma, we're sitting on a pretty good crop. Stripe rust was our biggest issue this year. It came on early. When we rely on certain genetics to have resistance to stripe rust, we expected it, but this year with it being so early, we had some issues with something we haven't seen before where we didn't have juvenile resistance in those varieties. So once the plant started to go reproductive past boot and start push out ahead, we still had some resistance to stripe rust on those varieties. So the flag leaf mostly stayed pretty clean, but I've been very impressed. A lot of our decent wheat out there, the guys did put money into it. They top dressed, they protected the flag leaf with the flag leaf with the fungicide. But for the most part, average to or above average on yield. Acres, I think, are pretty decent. Northwest, not too much hay, but we are seeing some graze out. We had a lot of feral rye issues, a lot of other grass, winter annual grassy weeds issues. But for the most part, guys are going to be taking it to grain. Far western Oklahoma, we did have some guys opt to either graze out or hay off. But for the most part, the crop is pretty decent. Coming out of winter was the story for a lot of guys. We had decent stands, if not excellent stands. We came out of winter, you know, coming out of January, we had good soil moisture. But after that, certain parts of the state, especially north central Oklahoma, where we went over 2 months without a significant rain, those hopes came and went pretty quickly. So we went into breaking dormancy early. Like I said, we did have some tiller production, but with having hot, dry, windy conditions, the crop going faster than it usually does. We hit first hull stem earlier. So guys grazing till that March 15th deadline. We're probably penalized on their yield potential there, but for the most part, wheat looked pretty decent still. Double crop wheat after a double crop, definitely had less moisture to work with, so we had more drought stress. Heavily grazed wheat was struggling a little bit more, but for the most part, the wheat has been, like I said, about average or slightly above.
What would you say the biggest difference between looking at last year's crop and this year's crop would be?
Well, last year our biggest thing is we didn't think we had the potential to really finish out and make a decent crop, but that proved us wrong. We were a little low on our acres and our grain yield. With the finishing out the way it did, we had more seeds per head than we anticipated to fill out. We thought we'd abort somewhere, you know, at the top or the bottom. But for the most part, those yields improved more than we thought. And we also saw some guys terminate their wheat last year where they probably, if they'd known it would have finished out right, they probably would have taken it to grain yield. But this year, like I said, our biggest issues were stripe rust, not too many other insects or diseases, some weeds, a little bit of frost damage in there, depending on what variety the farmer had and what maturity it was when those frost events occurred.
Heard anything? I know we saw storms move through the area last night. We've seen storms the last 2 weeks, but what are you hearing right now as far as hail damage?
There's some concerns. This group, this membership here today, we've been talking to a lot of people. Obviously, we have a lot of contacts throughout the whole wheat growing area. For the most part, most of it's escaped. We might have some isolated areas where we had some shatter due to high winds or hail. Southern Oklahoma, where we might be 2-3 weeks out from harvest, we always worry about shatter loss. But I'd say as we get above or north of I-40, I think our wheat was still green enough where we could handle some of those winds and not have the lodging or shatter issues with these storms.
Once again, that's OSU's Josh Bashong. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's the latest farm news. We're going to take a pause right now, but we'll be back at 12:30 this afternoon with more great agricultural markets and farm news. I'm Casey Shepherd for KGGF.